We must understand this, engineering means essentially to make things happen the way we want it. That's engineering, isn't it? To engineer this building means what? We want it the way we want it. We could have sat under a tree, but we choose to build this building because we want to sit under something engineered the way we want it, as suitable for us. We air conditioned the place because we want the temperature in a certain way. All this we did, but is it not important that you engineer this the way you want it? Hello? Outside is air conditioned, inside is boiling, what's the point? I'm saying power is being wasted on you. In the last 100–150 years, with the advent of science and technology, we have more comforts and conveniences than any generation ever could imagine, isn't it? Yes or no? You have more comforts and conveniences than any generation could ever imagine. We are the most comfortable generation ever, physically, materially. But can you say, are you the most peaceful generation? Joyful? Loving? No. Or can you even say you're the most intelligent generation? That'll be a wrong thing to say. Anybody who claims he is intelligent amounts to foolishness, isn't it? Because the significance of intelligence is, it shows you how many loopholes are there in your intelligence. Only a fool thinks there are no loopholes. A truly intelligent person always sees how many loopholes in my intelligence. The significance of being in a technological institute is not about just getting qualified to get some job somewhere or a passport out of the country. It should become a way of creating life, making life happen better than the way it's happening right now, because this is a fundamental responsibility that we have as a generation of people, because we occupy this space on the planet for a short, brief time. When the last generation gave this planet to us, whichever way they gave it, it's our business that when we leave it little better than the way we had it. Very important. How better? In what way better? You can decide that. I won't say only ecologically better, but in every way better. It must be better than the way we got it. This means we have to engineer ourselves to fit in such a way. See, a well-engineered machine means least amount of friction, isn't it so? Yes? A well-engineered machine means what? Least amount of friction. Heavy friction means badly engineered, isn't it? Isn't that the understanding? So the fundamentals of yoga is this. The fundamentals of yoga is in the geometry of physical existence. If you understand the geometry of what this human mechanism is, the body is, the psychological structure is, the chemical processes are, the energy structures are. If you understand the geometry of this and become capable of observing the cosmic geometry, if these two things are well aligned, suddenly your life hits off like a magic. Your life is no more a miserable drag, but it's magical simply because you have gotten the right geometry of things. Anything that is geometrically perfect will function absolutely smoothly and for a very long time. This is something that you must do to yourself.